Yes, well, I must get a better version of that song because that seems to clip a little bit there, and I don't like clipping. So we will find a sharper and better version. So I'll get that done. But sometimes background interference from other sources, you know, can cause problems, yeah. So we're not sure whether it's the track itself or whether it's some other interference. But never mind. We're here. It's a Friday. Okay. We've got shows coming up for you next week. And we should be back pretty much to normal. We have Kelly Joe with me on a Sunday. And Tina returns to us on Monday, hopefully. All being well. And Wednesday and Thursday, sadly, at the moment, we can't accommodate because nobody's coming forward. And that brings us right back to Friday again with Chris. And here he is, the man himself.
Hi, Ken. How you doing?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just trying out my new headphones, so I just wanted to see how clear I sound. It sounds pretty good. I'm actually trying them out, so it's different today.
Different, yeah. Okay. Righty, I think we're just about ready to go then. And we have a gentleman right at the top of the show this evening, Brian.
Hi.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was calling to see if you can look into my finances for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year. Okay.
Yes.
Hold on. Okay. So you wanted to know what is for your finances. Okay. First of all, I haven't even shuffled, but right now, it's been what I was told, it was kind of steady. Okay, I'm being told that it's kind of steady, but you have noticed that there's a little change because of everything that's going on. I just see a change. I mean, like I said, it is steady. And then I get the world card, well, soon talk world card. So I'm being told that you will be traveling. Okay. I see like conventions and meetings that you will be attending to, production. Say my goal is protecting you right now. The Five of Cups has told me that there was a loss, like of income in a way. But see, the thing is, I keep hearing steady, but then I hear loss. So it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like slowed down, I guess, so to speak. But it's there. It's just steady. It's not like it's elevated or it's increased or decreased. It's just minimum is what I got with that. But even though there is a minimum, I'm hearing the word promotion. Okay, so there's promotion. Hold on. You're talking to me for a second. Okay, there is something. Okay, for some reason I keep hearing August. There's going to be some promotion going on, and then you're going to get a raise. So you're going to make more than what you're making now, is what I'm being told. Okay,
Okay.
I'm being told adversity. So I'm being told that you're going to be helping a lot of people, and helping to, you know, to guide them and stuff. And I'm also told to the clear audience, being told that you will be hearing guides or messages. So pay attention to them. You think it's kind of like you're hearing things, but I'm being told that that's not what it is. It's like your guys talking to you. So if you hear voices, like you have your voices, like if you know how like our site was us, I get messages, and I listen to my guys, and I do get voices at times. And then I hear voices, and some people can't have it. They can't difference between if it's them that their subconscious that they're getting the answer, or is it their guide? But I'm being told to tell you it's your guides that are talking to you. So don't ever feel that the voices that you hear with in your mind's eye, don't ever believe that these voices are yours. These are your guides. So if they tell you don't do it or when to do it, that's what I'm being told for you to when to make the decision, because I'm seeing, like I said, something in August. And I'm being told that you kind of needed validation. So that's what I'm being picked up with you right at the moment.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if anything makes sense. Does anything make sense what I told you?
Oh, absolutely. Everything you said verbatim makes sense. I've been applying for promotions within the last week or so, and all the promotions that they, you know, slated to start sometime in August. So that makes sense to me.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And so that's pretty much one of the things that really stuck out.
Okay. Well, well, then that gives you validation on that, because I was told that you felt this, but you were kind of like not sure of what you were feeling, because you're like, you know what, is this right, or is it just me, or my mind playing tricks on me? So what I was told to tell you is listen to your gut. Most of the times, 9 out of 10, you will be correct. Sometimes we have that inner doubt, because it could be, okay, that's weird that they're telling me. It could be outside influences, or that could be something negative that's lingering, or somebody's putting that intention out there to kind of, and it's weird because I'm seeing the word confusion. So there could be somebody that could be putting intention to confuse you and misguide you with the decisions that you know. And I'm being told that that when these decisions you're making, I'm being told that there's some people that you need to watch out for. And I'm being told you know who they are. Because I'm being told you've been getting some kind of gut feeling like that they're misleading you in a direction that you don't want to take. And what I was told to tell you is look at eye contact and body language and body gestures. So that, during from now to August, pay very close attention to that, because I do see the promotion and then I see money increase. But in between there, somebody might try to misguide you. So just keep a lookout for that. But
okay.
I don't see that, you know, that anyone's gonna be kind of, I can't even talk. Someone's going to try to misguide you, but just keep a lookout on that. Because I'm being told from what I see right now, there might be some people that are going to try to be in your way of success. But more likely, whatever is coming in August, I see it going. But just keep your eyes open and just pay attention to body chemistry and body character with the people that you're interacting with. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Any other questions? Any other questions?
Yeah, one last question. Right now, I have a coworker that I'm working with right now, and it's been very, very sketchy, up and down. And right now, our communication is not the best, because she has like a lot of anxiety issues and whatnot. And when she goes to anxiety, she kind of takes it out on me. And I just want to know if you can see that any energy between us changing more for the positive, or things will remain the same until June when we go on recess.
Honestly, is this a worker that you said? Because I wanted to make sure I heard correctly. This is a worker, right? Yeah. An employee?
Yeah. Yeah, my coworker.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I heard correctly. One thing that I was feeling is that it does feel like kind of sketchy, and I'm being told that you know this, but it's kind of like you just want things to go well, thing that you need to be concerned about. But I would say, like, keep a lookout for that, because I'm seeing things that, I mean, they're going to be kind of like, kind of feeling not sure about it. But what I'm seeing right now is growth, and I do see that things will get resolved. And it's weird because I don't even know, like, exactly what you do, but for some reason I keep hearing the word manager or supervisor with you. So I would say just use your judgment on that. But I do see things kind of sketchy, like you said, but I see that the outcome will benefit you. You just got to work. Both going to work together. She's going to be compromising with you and to fix the issue. And I feel like what I'm being told is that you're like the people person. So I do feel like there's a good energy around you right now. So just keep everything as it is. Don't make any decisions that you might regret or just look, analyze everything and just look at what is going through. If that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, but that's what I was told to tell you. So just let it just flow. And then you should be fine. I don't feel like there's anything that you need to be concerned about. But I would say, yeah, it just feel kind of like, I kind of feel like you felt like you couldn't trust her.
Yeah.
For some reason. And I do feel like, and it's weird because I'm being told something to do with the office. There's something that you're going to find out within that time frame. And it's, I'm being told, hold on, let me verify that for sure. Okay, I'm being told it's not her, it's somebody else. But it'll come out. It will reveal itself, what you need to know. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And thank you, Ryan, for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
You're
for
welcome,
calling,
sir.
Ryan. Okay. Do enjoy the rest of the show. Okay. That's Brian on line one. Let's see where we are. Yolani?
Hello. Hi, Chris. Hi, Ken.
Hi, what's up?
I just want to tell you I remember one of the times I called to the show. You told me that you saw mm-hmm. me, you see me finding a job for the end of May. And basically, I will be starting working in the end of May. So I just want to confirm what you told me. So I want to see what you can pick up for me about that, about the work, how that will become, and about finance too.
Finances too, because you said something about me, right? That I said something about me.
Okay. Yeah, you told me I would be. You see me like getting a job in the end of May, and I will be start May 26th.
Hold on. Somebody's trying to call me, but I'm ignoring it. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Okay, so you said the end of May. Okay, but I do see that I'm being told opportunities are coming. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, excuse me, my voice is acting up. I keep seeing the moon card. I'm being told that for you to capitalize on that, because there's going to be some moon cycle that's going to be helping you to manifest all this. And I do see that, like, when I told you you're going to get hired, I actually see self-employed by the end of this month and then probably working in June. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
How are they going to go about it? Is that they're going to, people are going to refer you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how they're going to call you to do an interview, and then that's when you're going to get hired. So it can be very close to the end of May. Now, everything should be in. You should be working in probably by June. But everything, like the paperwork that you got to sign for the work, is going to be this month.
Okay. I went to interview today, and probably they told me I can start maybe in the end of May. But I didn't sign it yet with them. You're right.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that you said that. I mean, were they supposed to call you again, or are you supposed to call them?
No, they will be sending me an email to the day that will be start. So they told me probably it will be starting for May 26th. That can be, but I am not sure yet until I get the email. So, but they told me probably would be the end of this month or maybe June. Mm-hmm.
See, that's funny that you said that, because I do feel like once you get everything, look at everything to make sure it's, you know, the everything about the company. Okay. And then, once you do that, I can see you working like close to the end of May and the beginning of June. So it's going to be right on the money. And it's funny because you said that you hadn't signed the paper, but I'm being told just to make sure that you go over everything overall and make sure that you have like the contract or everything that, like how much they're going to pay you, make sure that everything is legit and make sure that you have a copy. I don't know if you can, but I was asked them, can I have a copy of this to document it in my file? So if there's any problems, you can go back to the file and then you can deal with that.
Okay.
Okay. And then your finances, as far as your finances, I see that your finances are going to go sky high. Like, I want to see like a increase with the paycheck. And then I see also that when you're doing this money, I actually see you selling merchandise on the side, like with your spiritual stuff. So that would be your day job. And then the spirituality would be your night job.
Yeah.
Okay. And that should probably be, I want to say, everything should be done probably, like with the increase, it's going to be like June and July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I see for you.
The morning case.
Yeah. Yes, yes, the morning case. Yeah.
I applied for a low, you know, a low position right now, but I want to make my way up. So do you see me like, moving fast in the job, like growing fast?
I see you growing slowly, but you're going to get to where you're going to get. You will get there kind of like fast in a way. So it's going to be fine. I'm being told that you're doing a good job. You show a good impression on what you've done for the people that have interviewed you. I see that they see good independent worker. I see that you're reliable. So I actually see you being signed, and then I see you working, and you'd be happily, you know, with everything that you're doing, you're going to be happy with your decision.
Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but other than that, I see pretty good. And I think when did we talk the last time when you asked for a rating? Do you remember?
Yes, like
I know we talked.
Maybe. Like 3 months ago, maybe, or four? I don't remember exactly.
So I'm being told just to make sure you document everything. And then everything should be fine. So I do see you working. Just make sure that you trust yourself. And just trust in the decisions that you make. And I do see that you're going to be pretty well. When you work there, I don't see anything that you should be concerned about. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
And that's about it.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome, and have a good evening.
You too. Thank you, Ken.
Okay, thank you, Yolani. Okay. Okay, then where are we? Veronica.
Hello, Chris. Garcia.
Hi, what's up?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. And every time I talk to you, I feel like I've talked to you like another lifetime. I just want to share that with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I think so, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a question. Thank you. Okay. I'm happy that my intuition was right, and thank you for confirming. Just to let you know that what you told me last time, it came out true. Everything that you have said from the
mm-hmm.
beginning, it came out true. So, like, anybody that's listening, please support the network, and Chris is right on target. Again, thank you. So this is a question that I have for you. And it has to do with the subject of love. I find it to be a little bit difficult to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And because some things have switched. And I remember you said that. And then concerning, quickly, this question is, I don't know what's going to be. There's two people that I'm thinking. I'm not like in a, I've never been desperate, but sometimes when someone presents themselves, I always tend to recheck because, again, I don't want to be in an abusive relationship or things like that because I'm picky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm better than anybody else, but I just don't want to deal with the drama. But anyway, this is the question. There's another gentleman that I met. I know that, I don't know if I asked correctly, but I think his name is David.
Mm-hmm.
You said, mm-hmm. Tell me something about him. Like, I think there's a switch in the destiny. And so.
I just feel that you have a lot of different guys around you, is what I'm being told. I think depending on what the clean and talk, the decisions that you're making, that, you know, everything that you're doing kind of changes, I guess, your thoughts of who's the right one. But I'm being told just to let it come to you, because I'm being told that there's a lot of people that are interested in you. That's why I'm seeing, like, men coming in and out, but it's not because you're desperate, because you're not looking, you're looking for the right person. But sometimes you got to go through things to learn. Not all the time, but some of us have to find, how can I put it? Some of us have to get hurt before we find the right person. Sometimes it's hard to trust anyone. And it is, and that's what I was told to tell you, that you have so many people coming in and out of your life. And what I was told to tell you, that some of them are giving you missed signals, and they give you this winking eye, like they're interested.
Oh.
But there's some
yeah.
of them that just want to, there's some of them that just want to be friends. And then there's some of them that just want to be friends with benefits. And then there's one or two that's really interested, but it's hard to tell, like, right now at the moment, because everything that you're doing, there's people coming in and out. So things might change, and you're like, well, this Chris said this guy, but it doesn't work. It's because depending on what you're thinking about and what you're going through, you're actually changing the destiny of that person. Because if they see that you're working, then that depends on, you know, what they expect from you. Because you know what I see? It's crazy. Because I want to say that some of the people that you talk to, I want to say, like, maybe, hold on. Okay, there's three of them that have a problem with you working. Because they go by that they don't like their girlfriends to work because they have a trust issues is what I'm getting. But I do see that this guy David is kind of mysterious, kind of quiet, kind of shy. I'm being told that there's something that you're going to learn about him. I feel like he's going to guide you. And I always want to say that he has angel energy around him. Like
true.
There's a lot of, yeah, and then he's a real peaceful person. He doesn't like drama. Okay. Actually, I'm being told that he might even be gifted, too. He might be gifted, like that he can see things, but he doesn't say it because he thinks that it's just his imagination. So that's what I was told to tell you. And then, you know, to clear, if there's anything that you need to worry about, they're telling me to clear your space, clean your room, and just have clear thoughts to remove anything negative at the time. So that's what I was told to tell you. And I do feel that that guy David is probably going to be the one that you're going to see if he's the one for you. Because I do think that all these other guys, you thought they were there for you. You thought they were the ones for you. But like I said, it depends on what you're changing. The destiny between them is what's making everything change. And that's what kind of like, I guess it kind of throws you off because you're, everything else I have said has came through true. But with the love, it's kind of like, I'm being told that it's taking longer because you're very picky. And I feel like some guys that are kind of shy don't want to come up to you. And when they do, then they see something different. And then it's kind of like you scare them away is what I'm being told. But it's not because you intentionally do it. It's just that maybe they had other thoughts in their mind to try to get closer to you. But it's not for the good. It's more for wanting to use you or just to get something from you. And then once they got what they want, they just leave and they don't come back. So that's why I'm being told that what you've been taking, it's not like the person is around your circle, but not around you at this specific time.
True. So Chris, with this person, do you, if I continue like this, make some changes, you see possibility of him approaching me? I mean, I know this other man, but I have no interest in them. So can we eliminate that from the cards? Because I'm not going to pay attention to them. I know. But this one, it's just this one right here because I can tell he's gifted.
Yeah, and I mean, no, that's probably the one that might more likely be helping you as a friend, work as a friendship, and then you start noticing your feelings start to grow. I can actually see you being together. He can be your partner, but he's going to be a person that's going to be gifted in helping. And I do feel that it's weird because I don't know why, because I don't know you that well, but you've always wanted a person to love you for you and for you only, not for anything else, not for your body or anything. And I feel like this guy is like Mr. Charming. That's what I see. But you also...
It's true.
And it's weird. And it's weird because in my head, I see that you want a guy that loves you, but you've always wanted to be with somebody that's gifted because you feel like they can protect you more. I don't know if that makes sense, but that just sounds so weird. Like, you want someone
true.
That can be gifted like me to where they can see what's coming with you both. I'm not saying that the guys that are not gifted, you're not interested. It's just kind of like the guys that are not gifted, they just... Okay, that's weird. I just heard that. Most of the guys that are not gifted, the ones that are around you are just total assholes. And they only want one thing only, and then they leave. Now, with this guy, I kind of feel like he can give you everything, and he can be Mr. Prince, and he can sweep you off your feet. And he can give you everything you want, all the love, and be there for you, because understand that you're different and you can communicate with him, but he's also gifted so you can feel protected. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe this is a guy that's actually going to be the one for you. Yeah, the one for you.
Well, I know time's up real quickly. Do you see him? Do you see him clear his feelings with me anytime soon? Clearing his feelings? Because we had a conversation.
Honestly,
in the morning.
Okay, I think that when the time comes, he'll come up and he'll tell you. Just don't rush it. Don't rush it. You know.
Okay.
But, and just take it time. Because I'm being told if you take it, if you rush it, it's not more likely it won't work, because you want everything to be perfect. Okay?
True.
Okay.
Okay. I know you got to go. And the last thing, yes or no, do you think I'm going to have this job for many months, the way I'm at right now?
Honestly, I see you there. Many months you'll be working. As long as
and
you're
I want to tell you,
in the that what?
Thank you, Chris. I did pass what you told me. Yes, I passed. I got it. I got cleared. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. Thank you. And thanks
okay.
for calling.
Yes, thank you. God bless you. And thank you so much. Until next time. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you next time. Bye.
Thank you, Veronica. There she goes. Right, we're going to take a little break then, ladies and gents. Or ladies and ladies. Just two ladies here now at the minute. We need to build up a call queue, of course, as we always do on every show, because without a call queue, we really don't have a show. So there's two people left in the call queue at the minute. And if we don't take breaks, then we're going to be out of here in the next 20 minutes. So here goes the first break then. See what we got for you. We haven't had this one in a long time. Eh?
Oh. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you. I'm needing a little bit of love, a little bit of love, a little bit of love. Lately I've been counting stars, and I'm sorry that I broke your heart. It's something that I didn't want for you, but I'm stepping on broken glass, and I know this is my final choice. All I'm trying to do is find my part to you.
Just like the air I'm breathing, needs open wounds and healing.
Okie dokie. We're back. What I'm trying to do, I've got a mobile device, mobile phone, and I'm trying to put the time right on it because the time's out. So can't get to it. I think it seems to be locked in some way, but I'm sure I'll sort it out. All right, no more callers then. Only two people joining me for the next hour and 19 minutes. I know you're out there, so will you please call if you're going to? Otherwise, we're going to have to end the show early again. We don't really want to do that. Okay, so let's see where we're going. Bring Chris back in. We should be with Queen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
How are you doing, girl? How have you been?
I've been well. Surprise, fabulous. How have you been?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good, too. And I'm glad that every time that we're on, I always connect with you. And it's just amazing because I can't complain. I always have, like, good callers on. And it's just amazing. So your energy, beautiful, pure, and very humble. And you know what's weird? I mean, I'm not saying that you do this, but in my head, I keep seeing purple rain from Prince. I keep seeing like Skittles all over your, like Skittles of different colors. Like it's almost like Skittles, but it's like raining Skittles over you. It's like, in other words, it's like cleaning you, just put it that way, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I almost feel like this energy of Skittles, but it's not like raindrops. It's like red, greens, blues, oranges. It's like just clearing your spirit, if that makes sense.
Actually, it's the same purple rain.
Okay, can you speak up a little bit? Okay, can you say it again? Because you're muffling. You sound muffled. Can you repeat it again?
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, it was just that you're going in and out. I guess spirit doesn't want you saying that. Okay, say it again.
Royalty. So that's what I got when you said that. Prince, king, queen, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's like a strong feeling I get from that. Like I just see like all these beautiful colors around you. So it's just insane. I do get is I keep hearing the word breathe. Some exercise for yourself because I'm being told that you need to recharge your energy.
Okay.
So you do sessions with people, make sure that you ground yourself and release old patterns. Okay. The second one I got, remember who you are. Remember who you're related to. And I'm being told, remember who you are, and don't you forget it. That's what I heard.
All right.
Remember who you are, and don't forget it. Okay. The third card I got was to clear your space and clear the energy. If there's any clutter that you don't want or anything that does not serve you, get rid of it. Okay. And then I see chakra clearing. They're telling me that you're going to be using crystals to do the clearing. And it's weird because in my head, I don't even know if you do this, but I keep hearing singing bowls. I'm hearing like singing bowls, tunes.
I have one.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know why I'm told to tell you this or maybe you don't have one. Do you have those... it's called a pitchfork, but some people use them with with some sound. It's like a big, look like a fork, and they do it like when they hit something, it vibrates. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I don't have one, but I'll look into that for the future.
Yeah, because I'm being told they're showing me pitchforks with a, I don't know what they're called, but I'm kind of getting like there's something to do with sound. When you
okay.
get these kind of, and it's weird, and I'm not saying I feel anything negative, but this is one thing you can do to help you. If you ever feel down, or if you feel like you're just clouded or confused, it's kind of like when you get these pitchforks and when you do the singing bowls together, it gives you this radiation of energy of clearing anything that does not serve you. Because when you play the singing bowl and the pitchfork, whatever it's called, what I call it, pitchfork, what you're doing is radiating the sound and the vibration. You're, what you're doing is, and I'm seeing this in my head, I'm seeing like when you play this, all this together, anything that's around you that's like bad or whatever, and it gives like a pulse, and it's like, I'm seeing like the energy of the sound, almost like it's showing me airwaves, the frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And I see like the birds and seeing the, everything in nature, like tuning in to your vibration of sound. And it's weird because I'm seeing like, okay, I'm seeing white doves, I'm seeing butterflies, I'm seeing red cardinals, I'm seeing blue jays, I'm seeing all these beautiful birds. And for some reason, you can do the sound in your home, but I'm being told to do it outside too, because outside it radiates. Okay, that's funny. I just said that. It radiates more. The sound of the humbling vibration, it surrounds you in a bubble.
Mm.
And then
okay.
anything that's in the air. Does that make sense? Because I'm singing, and it's weird because it's... Go ahead, sorry.
It makes sense to me. And the birds, I have a lot of birds around me, the red, the cardinals, the butterflies. I haven't seen the blue jays lately. But I will look into that. And before time is up, on 5/5, you had asked, you spoke about
mm-hmm.
this last time. I made a wash for whatever you want to do with it. I put it in my bath for prosperity. And I'm going to send you some. You can send me your address if you want. And I will send you some in a bottle. You can do with it what you want. But I made it, and I named it Marie Laveau. So I will send you some of that while it's still fresh.
And what is it? Is it still, what is this, an oil or is this spray?
It's, I put it in my bath. I hadn't used it when I spoke to you last. I put it in my bath, and it did something to my, I'm not sure exactly what it is, truthfully, but it did something to my skin, something, I mean, like when I came out of the bath, it was so soft. It did, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if you would like, I will send you some. You can put it on your face.
Yeah.
You could put it in your hair. You could put it for an offering for her. Yes.
And it's funny because right now as you're talking, I'm trying to look for you because I know that we have each other on Messenger, even though I'm doing the show. But just message me in a minute because I'll send you my information and I'll send you some stuff too. But I appreciate that because I do see that you have this real very, very strong vibration. And you know what's weird? I don't know what it's called, but I have one in my dresser. It's like it has a plate, and then it's got a, I guess, a windshine thing, and it's got the stick under it. It's got a circle, and then it's got a stick, and you go ding, thing. It's got like, it's good for like sound therapy, and it's also good for healing. It's also good for clearing. It's also good for protection. It's also good for vibrating in a different frequency. Oh, okay, that was weird. I just heard that. It also helps you to tap into your gift higher because of the sound. Because sound is one of the highest things that you use when you talk to the dead. You hear messages. So when you do this frequency, it opens you up more. It's like you're just open for everything. And just make sure that when you do this, you put barriers on anything that's lower level not to come your way, but you just clear everything and it vibrates from your house, from the front, all the way to your, even in your yard. So if you want to pay attention to the vibration of what it does and how you feel when you play these tunes, so just pay attention to everything, okay?
I will, and I will message you right now, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, and send me the information so I can give you my address too.
All right, I'm going to do it right now. Namaste.
All right,
thanks, Ken.
All right.
Thank you, Queen.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Queen and Polly called in a little later than usual this evening, but she's here with us now. So, okay, line five. We're only up to line five. We've got an hour left to go over. An hour and 8 minutes. And we've got no call queue for the second hour. So if you're out there listening, we need you to be dialing now, please. Okay, Holly.
Hi.
Hi, what's up, girl? How have you been?
I'm okay. Can I just say anything you pick up on?
You don't have any questions, right? Okay, well, hold on. I'll see if I get anything for you. Hold on. Close my eyes for a second because I know that the energy is kind of like... Okay, now that's crazy. I just dropped a card. Are you serious? I just dropped the card, Holly.
I don't understand.
The first message you need to do is when you drop a card, when you shuffle, there's a message. Okay, the message I got for you is you need to go outside, release some stress, and create ideas of what you want to do, okay? And just connect with it. I mean, you need to connect with nature. Connect with the harmony of everything. And then it's showing me relationship harmony card. So anything, if there's any issues that you have to resolve, make sure that you do that with the relationship. Just let all your worries go to the angels, okay? And then I was told to listen to your clear audience because you'll be getting more messages with your clear audience. So just pay attention to your clear audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being told that all your clairs are going to be showing you messages, so pay attention because they are answered prayers. And it's time for you to put some leadership into your job and put some leadership into your relationship. Not like take charge, but just be more outspoken and speak what you know what you need to say. What I'm being told is to speak the truth is what I got for you. Just to speak your truth. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And then I got victory coming, that there's a lot of victory coming your way. So everything that I see, I feel like it's gotten better for you. And right now, you know what I feel from you? I feel like the energy, it feels very strong. And it feels more like connected for some reason. I feel like there's a lot of energy to it. Because I do feel, you know, in all the shows that you called into, I kind of got like you were confused about things. Uh-huh. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I just feel like you were just like you were confused about stuff.
Uh-huh.
But that's what I'm seeing from you, that I see a lot of confusion, but I see a lot of things better for you because I don't see like too much of a confusion anymore. I see like more like you know what you're supposed to be doing. If that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I see a lot more clarity, around you because it just seems like right before you just didn't know who you were or what you were supposed to be doing. And I do feel that some of the relationship too kind of like threw you off because of everything that's going on. And I do see that you will reconnect with everything, if that makes sense to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's what I see for you right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's all I see for you right now. But I see things, and I see your energy a lot better. I see your frequency seems more where it should be. And I feel like you are connecting to everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't feel like there's anything that you should worry about. There might be some things that you're concerned about, but I'm being told don't worry about it too much because I'm being told that you would be better off with it.
Better
but
off
just don't
what?
Worry about not worrying so much about issues that you don't need to be worried
oh.
about. Let you and yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How long should I stay at this job?
Honestly, I've been told that depends on you. What feels right to you is what I'm being told. But I just feel like you'll know when to leave because I'm being told that in a way I kind of feel like you like in a way you're kind of getting irritated. In a way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, hold on. For some reason, I'm seeing September.
Okay.
Sometime in September and August time frame because I don't feel that. It's like, in other words, you have to get a job all the time. Like you're bouncing from these different jobs because I'm being told that, that you haven't found who you are yet. Until you find the right job, I don't feel that you're going to be bouncing from one job to another job. I feel once you find that job, you're going to be centered and you're going to be like, you know what? This is where I want to be. But I feel that with all this energy that you're feeling, you don't feel that confused anymore is what I got. I don't feel like you're confused anymore. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what they're telling me right now that you don't feel that way anymore. Like, you just feel like you feel right now.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and that's what I'm seeing. So I want to say probably August, September is what I'm seeing. But I see that that's what I'm seeing for you. So just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Anything else before my time goes up?
That's about it, ma'am. I would just say just put protection around yourself. And if you want to have clear, you know what you can probably do? What I was told to help you to clear anything, get a road opener candle if you can find one. But make sure that it's multiple colors. Make sure that the road opener has red, yellow, all the rainbow colors to open the road so things won't be blocked from you.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's gone. Oh, right. Okay. We do have two people joined us. We don't know who they are. So, line six, hello.
Hello, this is Amy from California.
Oh, hi, Amy. What's up, girl?
Hey, Chris.
What's up? What are you doing?
I have some validation for you. You said, Okay.
Go ahead.
Last time we talked on here, you said that I'd be having a job opportunity come from Northern California, from up north.
Oh, wow.
And it has. I have a job opportunity. Okay. It's like a dream job. It's everything I've been training for and wanting to do wrapped into one. And it's starting soon. I was just wondering how you see how May 25th in the next 3 months after that, how is that going to look for me?
Honestly, and this is about the job, correct? About the 22nd?
Yes.
Because I heard something about the 25th. Okay, well, I do see
25th.
That it's going to be very, okay, I do see that it's very interesting right now. Because I'm getting that you have this tremendous energy. You're so excited. It's like you want to cry. But it's not like the kind of cry of sadness of actually saying, finally, I got what I wanted. Finally, I'm happy with this. So, but I was told to tell you that the turnaround of everything, I see overcoming difficulties. I'm being told, you know what you need to do. It's the card that came up. The moon card came up, and I'm being told to nurture your job like it's your life. You know what I'm saying? Just nurture your job. Give it the respect. And I'm being told to pay respect to the course, the man upstairs, and being thankful for giving me the job. And for, you said May 26th, if you said right.
May 25th.
I don't know why I'm saying May 26th. That's just so weird. I keep saying that. But I do see a lot of other opportunities within the job. And I'm being told that you're going to be a team leader. And now that you're going to be like, so everything is going to be growing. Now the thing is, how far is that from your house?
It's about...
Because I was told to ask you.
It's about 14 miles right now. The headquarters are about 150 miles.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then, personally, I was just asking because they told me to ask you, but I don't see that that's going to be a problem. I just say that the only thing that I would say is that you're probably going to have to leave earlier to go to work once you get there. And the other thing, too, I'm seeing that once you work there, you're going to be hardly at home. You're going to be overworked, tired, and then the drawing, I just saw that with the drawings might come into play with you at work. So in other words, they're going to allow you to do some of that, but not on while you're working, but maybe after hours. So in other words, you'll be able to advertise your drawing. So I see a lot of growth in that. So I'm proud of you. Thank you for the validation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And let's see, what else? There's another validation I wanted to give you, too, and it was about you had said something. It was about Northern California and, how things were going to be looking up in April and May. And things are moving along really good. You know, it's just getting better and better, and I'm so glad and grateful for that.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. I noticed that we did that talk with Beth and stuff on the phone. I know you were asking about that other question, but I see that when you sprinkle that stuff, I feel like it's going to protect you inside and out. I do feel like there was something that wasn't brought by them asking. I think it was just almost like it followed them. So there is an energy there, and it did come from that place. And I actually want to say it seems like a child. That's what I got, a child.
Okay.
So I'll keep that in mind. But if we have to, we'll talk after the show. But if you want to talk after the show, let me know. Message me on Messenger, and we'll talk right after the show.
All right. Yeah, thank you,
thank
Chris.
Thank you for calling me. You're welcome.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Amy. Okay. And we do see Amy's donation there. And as you say, new people, because obviously Amy knows Chris, but doesn't know me. And obviously new to Psychic Choice Radio, not new to Chris, because Chris knows Amy there from his own show on Blog Talk. So thank you there, Amy, for that one. And right. And the next lady had as well. And the next lady in the call queue is Carolyn. So good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Not there.
I don't even hear her. I guess she took off. I didn't hear her.
You're not there. Carolyn, are you there? Not there. Oh, well, okay.
Maybe she was just listening.
Right, no, it's definitely in the call queue, Carol. My wife there says maybe it's just listening. But no, it's definitely in the call queue. It's just gone out of the room temporarily. So what we'll do then, we'll take another little piece of music while Carolyn gets herself back together there. Because she seems to have gone out of the room or something there at the minute. So let's see what we got for you. Okay.
My love, I hope you'll always be right here.
No, I'm off to the works canteen because, you know, I'm just looking at, looking back at some old photos and places that I've worked, and going to the canteen, the works canteen, for your meal. Because we used to have our canteen. You had to pay for the meal, by the way. They weren't free. The one place I loved and I enjoyed working was when I worked in catering, the canteen was free because, you know, it's part of your wages, basically, yeah. And they didn't pay us that much. But at least they made up with good food. So, yeah. Okay, then. Right, we've got 48 minutes left, ladies and gentle books, who used to say that? Somebody that was with me used to say that a lot. I think it was Alan Stevens that used to say that. We're getting to a culture society now where there is no man, lady, woman, or anything else anymore. It's getting really mixed up now. I really don't know how to address people anymore because it's like it's the political correctness gone mad. Okay, right. We're bringing Chris back in quick because he's going to lose it. All right. Carolyn.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
I'm so happy to speak with you. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm happy I can help you. It's just I'm having a good day.
Should I ask?
Go ahead.
I do have a couple of questions that maybe I could start off by asking them, but I wanted to know what you picked up around me, too. So, I don't know.
Okay.
You want me to ask?
So you want, no, hold on. I'll see what I can guess from you first. Right now, I'm sensing a lot of good energy right now. It's beautiful. I'm sensing like there's a lot of I feel like there's a lot of hold on. Okay, that's weird. I just heard hummingbirds. Being told trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. So I was told to tell you give all the passion that you love and what you do. And just give it with. Okay, now that's interesting. You got a career change coming up. It's triggering a blessing change. I was going to say like administration or kind of like there's responsibilities like management. Okay, I'm seeing a book written, like writing stuff down and being creative how you do things. Patience, it's the planning. There's more blessings along with it. It's blooming more than what you realize. Okay? Perseverance. Can't even talk today. My words are not coming out right. And I'm being told all is well. Everything is happening the way it's supposed to be. So it's kind of like that's what I'm being told right now at the present time. No, I don't know if that makes any sense. Does that make any sense with what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, those are high potential possibilities. I'm not sure about. I'm in an industry where, you know, my position is such. I mean, I just got off the phone with my boss. And I think, how do you see my boss in me?
Actually, I see that you're doing good. you know, with just besides the boss, I see you doing good. But the thing is, I kind of feel like tension is what I get. Like there's something.
I don't know.
That's not.
He likes.
It's like there's some. There's like tension. Just put it that way. There's tension.
I don't feel the tension with him. I think he likes me. I like him. I'm not in a intimate way. You know, he seems to be my coach. I kind of like
mm-hmm.
that, you know, and
mm-hmm.
he's not like sugary goopy or anything like that. He just, I was telling him I was going to take on pay for something extra that would support my work. And he suggested I learn to do it myself. And he said, after I learned to do it myself, he said, then if you still want to do that, go ahead. And I really liked him saying that because I said to him, I thank you. I do want to learn it. And I'm so glad because what that means is I get more coaching from him. And he's
mm-hmm.
very professional, very professional. I like him a lot and his professional demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
I might have a little tiny crush on him, but that's not going to go anywhere. I think he's married. I don't touch.
And it's funny that you said that because you know what is weird? Because you said that you feel like, you know, that you don't feel the tension. I feel like the tension, but in a different way. Because what I was going to say is I left it out, but I'm being told not to ever do that again because I wasn't going to say it. But even though he's your boss, there's some sexual interest in there. It's like kind of like, I'm going to put it like almost like has thoughts about things, but he keeps it professional. But he has had thoughts. I'm not going to sit there and lie. He has had thoughts.
Well, but he's married. I would never touch a married man. But, I mean, yeah.
But yeah.
He's all of that plus a sandwich. I mean, he's really...
he doesn't go outside every boundary, but there is kind of like interest, and that's normal as a human. You look and but you can't touch. But that's what I was told. I did feel like he does have interest, and I don't know why, but I kind of felt like there was a supposedly. I don't know why I was told this, but I was told that there was a meeting that he was going to go to, but he wanted you to go with him.
Oh, no, we do everything cyber. We do everything through the Internet.
Okay.
I mean, you can. You can show up at Bricks and Sticks meetings. You can. I don't have the time for that. I mean,
yeah.
Getting in the car and driving 1,000 miles, you know, I can't do that.
Yeah. No, but I just see that. Besides that, I see a lot of good things coming. So I've been told that you surely shouldn't be concerned. Just know that I do see promoting, even though you said you don't see it, but I see a lot of advancement, and this has nothing to do with him having, you know, these thoughts, but I do see that you're going to work your way natural, not the way that you go with the boss and then you get promoted. No, not, there is people that do that in the workplace, and that's sad to say that, but yeah, some people just sleep with the boss and get what they want, but that's not the right way to do things. but I was told that I see a lot of growth. And I see that you're going to have responsibilities. So like that, you can take a load off of him and other stuff. So in other words, you're going to be scheduling people with hours and of operation and other things. So you're going to, and then I'm seeing like a desk, something you working with a desk and more stuff,
yeah.
Like paperwork that you're going to be
yeah.
doing. Yeah.
No, I hate all that crap. I don't do that stuff. I'm in sales. In fact, that's what I was talking to him about. You know, I don't like paperwork. He knows that, and he even said he hates it too. And that's, you can pay somebody with a company to do your paperwork, you know. And I said, maybe I'll do that, you know. And that's when he said, no, you know. Yeah. He coaches me, so yeah, I like him, you know. But my problem is, I like anyone that's nice to me. That's my problem.
Yeah.
That gets me into a lot of trouble. Not good trouble either. Oh, well.
Other than that, I don't see anything that you need to be concerned about. But I'm seeing a lot of good energy. And I don't know if you had a question for me. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah. How's my romantic side of my life? Do you see anything there?
Hold on. Okay, what's weird is that things have been kind of, okay, that's weird. Okay, the Eight of Swords is going to be imprisonment. Can't even talk. Damn, my words, I think my voice is going in and out. What I mean told with imprisonment, it's kind of like you're looking for someone, but it's kind of like everything just seems like, is what I'm being told, like against you in a way, kind of, so to speak. Not really like totally, but things are just very hard to find someone nowadays to find a relationship and trustworthy. So it's kind of like I get like you might not say it in the surface, but I'm being told that there's insecurities and feeling like, can I trust men and will they be honest with me? Because I see that there was trauma as a child, and that did affect you to have trust issues. And it's okay because we all have that, you know.
That's right. The Easter Bunny didn't bring me what I wanted. I was so upset with the Easter Bunny.
So, but I'm also told to tell you, I'm seeing the Page of Pentacles. I see the word student. So you might want to, you're probably going to meet the person probably in like a degree or something that you're studying for, because I just want to get like the word college. So you might meet someone that's going to be within
at college,
going to school, or yes. And I see that person.
Okay. Sounds great. Yeah. I think our time is up. Thank you. Thank you, Chris, for the time. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ken. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Carolyn. Right, Carolyn, our last caller in the queue for a little while. So what we'll do, 36 minutes on the clock, yeah, in Studio 2. And we did manage to reset our clock on our mobile device. It was set on automatic, and because it's on automatic, the time was coming from Europe, and it was 10 minutes faster than it should have been. And it's been like that since I got it, and I'm thinking, well, why? You know, 10 minutes faster than it should have been. And somewhere in Europe think that we're that it's 22:34 instead of 22:24, which it is at the moment. Don't know why that should be, but they're wrong. So I have taken it off automatic now, set it myself. Right then, let's have a piece of music and see if we can't drum up at least one more caller for the next 35 minutes. See what we got for you. Yeah. Totally appropriate, this one.
Did you read the news?
Yeah. Wonderful piece of music, isn't it? One world, one people. Wouldn't it be lovely, eh? But, alas, it's not that way, is it, really? And we all know it, you know. Say, could we be ruled by one set of politics, for instance? You know? You think, I've got a hankering to move to Wales because the government's wrong in this country. Yeah, right. No, it's because they've got a kind of home rule there now, and they've got the right government, it's just at the moment. You know, and we've totally got the wrong one here. But okay, right, now he's not doing a bad job, because it's like, I think what's happened here at the moment is that, you know, the pressure that the man's under is a little bit crazy for anybody in power, no matter what party they come from, you know, and I think there that I've watched some of the parliamentary debates recently, which have been very interesting to see them, because they put them into the general's daily news, you know, obviously because of the COVID thing. And what's been happening in the debates is that the parties will agree to disagree sort of thing, yeah? And that's got to be a good thing for any nation, you know. When a party can agree to disagree on things, and then come to the conclusion, well, look, this is the only way forward. Let's do it, you know. Because I think it's a bringing together of people more than anything. Now, when we come out after this COVID, business has finally come to its conclusion, which I don't think it will for a long time, to be quite honest. It's going to go on being around us for a long time. And yet we're kind of opening doors now, and we, you know, our PM here has told us that we've got to really think about getting on with things now and opening the doors to things again, and just accepting that it's not going to go away, and you know, just getting on with life. And I think that's got to be the way, really, because nobody can carry on indefinitely with the restrictions, you know. It's just too much to bear for anyone, yeah. So 26 minutes on the clock, and I don't want to carry on rambling for the next 26 minutes about politics, because it's not really my subject. What can we do? 26 minutes and counting, and okay. We've been pondering on why Blog Talk Radio can't get Skype back, because Skype is useful, especially when we have shows here from the UK where we can share. And we was using a shared Skype account where our readers from the UK could actually use that to be able to sign in themselves and open the studio, which put me in the back seat, so to think, where all I had to do was press the buttons. in the studio, and you know, it means that they were running the show. We've lost a lot of good people, by the way, 2019. You know, I can't really deny the fact that the readers that we had with us last year were certainly on par, and certainly some of the best readers that we've had here in a while on Psychic Choice Radio. Not that all the readers, you know, don't have their own way of doing things and their own set of popularity rules, if you will, because, you know, I think what happens is that one particular person will become more popular than the other, perhaps, but it doesn't make that person any less a medium or a psychic. You know, it's just that if we had to run popularity polls and a popularity chart every show that we do, then we probably end up having no shows at all, because, you know, the core cues are a little bit up and down there at the minute, and that's preference. And a lady in the core cue at the minute talked about it many times. You know, people do have preference, and you can't stop people having preference to things, you know, and that's always healthy thing to for any show, really. I just wish it would stop sometimes, because, you know, sometimes we stretch our neck out as far as we possibly can here to bring you the very best of the people available out there, because not everybody's available. So getting the best of the best, so to speak, is a task in itself, you know, because it's like not everybody wants to come forward and do a two-hour stint for nothing. You know, these people are professional, and the majority of the people that we have with us on Psychic Choice Radio have a professional capacity and work within that frame. So if you think of it that way, then getting those people to come forward and spend time here with us for nothing, it's like asking them to give up a job, you know, because it's part of the living, yeah? And could you really expect people to give up 2 hours of their living? Because no employer is going to release them for 2 hours to come on a radio show, you know, today. And these people are more or less self-employed, yeah? And that they do this for a living. This is their income, their daily income, you know, and they're doing it in a professional capacity. So when they come and give 2 hours here, they're coming to give something back to the community that serves them. So we're serving each other. And I'm rambling again, I know, because I'm looking at the clock and I'm kind of waiting for joyously for somebody to call in. And I know people are listening out there, but we've got 20 minutes on the clock. So what I think we're going to do is going to say thank you once again to Chris. And we're going to have two pieces of music to play out with, because nobody's calling. And we'll play out with two pieces of music back to back, and we'll end it for this week, Chris. So thank you very, very much for joining us once again.
You're welcome. I had a good time as always, and I just want to say thank you for the callers and the support for Ken's show. And like I said, Ken, when the other people that called in, they said, you know, that you're growing, and I told you you're growing. So just know that there's going to be a lot of people that are probably going to be hating because you're growing. But just don't let them get the best of you, Ken. That's all I got to say.
Thanks, Chris. All right. So until we do it all next week, then, with Chris, next Friday evening, well, ladies and gents, that's it for this one. The next show, hopefully, Sunday. Kelly Jo with me back on Sunday. And then Tina Marie should be back with us on Monday. And we'll see if we can't get some other people in there for the Wednesday and Thursday. I've got a few people in line, but they're very busy at the minute. So if we can fill those days, we will. In the meantime, it's good night from me, and it's good night from him.
broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio. It is asked that you would consider a small donation fee of $3.50, or whatever you can afford. This supports all upcoming shows. Thank you for your support. You can also subscribe for a whole year. Ask Ken for further details.
Now You're listening to Psychic Choice Radio. World-class psychics, mediums, and spiritual workers join our shows to bring two worlds together.
Once more.
Should be delighted.
yesterday once more.
Every sha-la-la-la, every woe-woe,
shine.
Every shake.